始まるざますよ。
行くでガンス。
ふんが、まともに始めなさいよ。
State of the art Japanese animation。
Hello everyone, Vika has risen again from the grave. Yeah. Anyway, if you didn't know from that soundbite, I'm going to be reviewing something, the series that took me longest to get through because every time I watched one or two episodes, just couldn't watch anymore. Oh my fucking god. Ah! Lucky Star. Yeah. And then for the manga, we have Just a Girl. From Tomoko Taniguchi. I reviewed her Falling in Love with a Metalhead manga. Old school shoujo artist. Well, maybe I shouldn't say old school. It's only 90s, I think. Anyway, let's get this started, shall we? Over the month of April, which is... Well, I could say that because it's probably May by the time this drops. Anyway, over time in April, I did go to some anime events and have been watching some new things. Like, I watched some Akeon, some Ristorante Paradiso. I didn't see that Anne show yet, though. Or Eden of the East. Queen's Blade. Let's not talk about that. And I got some, I think I got Basquash, some of that downloaded. Basically new season stuff. So basically, you're going to hear little tiny snippets of, oh, I like this. Like when I did first impressions every other episode. In fact, let's do one now. K-On. So far? At first I was on the fence about it because I'm like, oh no, it's girls talking. And I'm going to tell you all about my girls talking hate-love relationship. Because I love Azumanga Daioh, and that is an ultimate girls talking anime. Just girls talking. That's the whole anime. Girls talking about things. And there's no male. There's barely any male characters. Lucky Star, I consider that a girls talking anime. Not a slice of life anime. I call it girls talking because the majority of the show is made up of girls talking about things. Usually boring or usually whatever situation they're in next. Like, say, overeating at a cake bar, or rather Chio-chan's pigtails or entities on themselves. K-On! Is in that vein. And it's from KyoAni. For a KyoAni show, I don't know. Sometimes the animation seems just average at best, and then other times it's just like off the chain awesome. But really the story... It's like, basically revolves around this light music club. So it's not just girls talking. It's girls talking that are learning to do music. And yeah, I think this is one of those girls talking anime that I could actually get into. I mean, mostly it's the musical aspect. The characters in it, different archetypes this time. You don't have smart girl, tsundere, dumb girl, and dumber girl. Well, actually, you do have dumb girl, slightly dumber girl. You have someone who's a bit, can't call her dumb tsundere, I think. Mio is, I don't know, not Kagami enough, not mean enough. Just more like the regular one. Then you have rich girl with eyebrows. I'm starting to see a trend here, because in anime and manga, lately I've been seeing girls with eyebrows, and it really pisses me off because they have huge ass eyebrows, like Fooly Cooly Man eyebrows. I think I went on a rant on this on a past episode, with eyebrows. Anyway, it seems cute. It seems just little situations, and most of the time it's not even about the music, it's about the fact that one of them cannot remember anything. It's like, when she learns something, she just doesn't retain it. And then eventually she has a breakthrough on the guitar. And so far, only two of the episodes really revolved around it. The first one, with a cameo from Krauser, which was the hilarious part. Then the next one, she's going to buy a guitar. The next one, I can't pass my test, and I can't, you know, learn it because I have to pass this test or our club will be disbanded. Really, the only reason the main character is in the club is because they need a fourth member, or else it's going to be disbanded. Mostly just sit around eating cake, being in crazy situations like going to the beach and having a practice camp. Really, the opener and ender is really good, except for the fan subber. I forgot the name of this fan subber. Let me look this up real quick. Time to go into my little bit comment. Who fan? Cold Guys. Cold Guys, what you did to the opener was so annoying. You know that fan sub documentary? Oda King, Paul Johnson, whatever his name is, that British guy. I think if he was dead, he would roll over in his grave at the... Just look at the opener that the Cold Guys did for K-On. It's like they blended in subs in the backgrounds and the foregrounds and everything. How about just straight at the bottom? And I dropped my bottle on the floor, and I'm not editing that. How about just straight at the bottom? Hell, I don't care if it's yellow as long as I can frickin' read the thing. But yeah, it's too soon for me to say if this is bad or if it's this good. Really, if you hate the girls talking anime, if you hate schoolgirls, if you hate just barely anything going on, I wouldn't watch this. I don't know. Maybe it's because everything else I'm watching is a complete different from this right now. Okay, let's get basically this whole thing started. Let's get this episode already started. Whatever, shit. Okay, you know what I mostly say about this every time Lucky Star comes up? I love this song. One of the first things I say, I love this opener song, because it's one of those songs that just really grabs you into whatever's coming on. Too bad it doesn't stay that way consistently throughout the show, until the ending. The visuals, though, they're all bright and happy, like the opener. Everything's all hyper and yay! Too bad the character designs... this is usually the first thing I complain about. It's usually also the first thing I talk about with almost every anime I get into, because it's like, either I love them, and even try to draw them sometimes, like, let's see, Kenichi Sonoda's designs, which is like, I think the first time I actually really became a fan of a character designer. Or I hate them and make fun of them, like... I don't know, Frobor likes to make fun of the DBZ designs. Well, any designs from Akira Toriyama, because he's like, all the men look constipated, all the girls look ugly. But he does great monsters. Like in Blue Dragon and Dragon Quest and stuff. I actually like his characters, except in Dragon Ball. But, yeah, when it comes to Lucky Star, they're all, like, almost 18, but they look 8. And probably some would say they taste 8. I don't know. Really, it's just that they're short, they look like grade schoolers, and I bet the grade schoolers look like toddlers in this universe. It's just kind of freaky. Plus, even the manga, the Four Coma that this was based off, has that type of look to it, and I don't even like it in that. In fact, I don't even like the Four Coma. I tried a few of it, you know, seeing if I would like the series over this or this over the series. I really don't like either, to tell the truth. I mean, all the characters, they look like they're 8 years old, although they're high schoolers, and it's very, very annoying. It's kind of weird. It's like the perfect excuse for those guys who like to fap over, oh, Kanata, I love fapping over you. Good thing you're 18. Too bad you're flat-chested and look like you're 10. Alright, the story. It's super non-sequitur. Worse than Azudai, but not as bad as Family Guy or something. I actually like Azumanga Daioh so much. And when I heard, like, someone said, hey, watch this, you like Azumanga? I did not fall in love with this. I mean, I watched the first four episodes, which was from a different director that they got rid of, because those were just so dull. And then everyone's like, you gotta watch over that. So I watched the entire series. It did not pick up. There were some hilarious moments. I will get more into those later, but I think most of the series was pretty dull at that. It's just dull, cute girl conversation. As I said before, girls talking! The anime. In fact, they should just make an anime called Girls Talking. That's it. Whatever girls talking would be in Japanese, that's it. Usually about what they were doing, or what they're eating, or where they're going. And then toss in otaku reference. It's like 5 minutes of talking, otaku reference! 5 more minutes, otaku reference! Kagami being snarky, otaku reference! Because Kanata is an otaku, and really, the otaku moments were cute, and that's why Kanata, despite her 10-year-old appearance, and her being in this shitty show, she's a good character and I like her. Not the most well-rounded character. Not one that actually has character development, I should say. But later on, you do figure out more things into her life and, well, I like her. Probably because she's an otaku girl. Most likely because she's an otaku girl. What the hell am I kidding? It's because she's an otaku girl and I'm an otaku girl and it all works out in the end. And I'm really thinking maybe I should get a little Kanata figure, because I like her that much. Really, the other main four, Kagami, Miyuki, and Tsukasa, do not like them. They were the four that they started this series with. Miyuki was the smart one, with the boobs and the long hair, and she was rich, and she had glasses. She was the, how do you say, Mega Neko? Tsukasa, the Osaka of the group, the dumb one, and Kagami, the tsundere. Like, I would say on the tsundere scare, she would be at least a good 6, 7. Oh, because you know the top of that tsundere scale is probably Taiga from Toradora. Another series I tried a few months ago and hated and said, fuck Toradora, the show sucks. Another thing, later on, like, past the midpoint, they start to introduce other characters. Kagami's two friends from her class, because she's not in the same class as the other three, and the freshman, the new class, Lucky Star, the next generation, things like that. There was the little freshman who's so cute, like, let's call her the Chio-chan. Let's say token American, Patricia-san, who I also like. The other nerd girl, who's a doujin artist. And you have the Sakaki. Let's call her the Sakaki. And out of Kagami's two girls, really they're just those two girls. You know that TV trope, those two guys? If you're not familiar with that trope, those two guys, think Kyon's friends in his class. You know, those two guys. They were basically those two girls. Nothing really spoke out about them that made them interesting. They just kind of showed up. And, of course, they were all introduced at once. Although the other four girls, the freshman four, let's call them that for the time being, although they were kind of, you know, just reminding me so much of other type of characters from other things, I actually enjoyed that group better than the main group. They seemed to be more interesting. Their scenes were funnier than basically most of the show, including the otaku moments, or the time they went to Kami Kit, or the time with Anime Tencho. Oh, Anime Tencho moments. Also, another thing I found that was hilarious, every person that was not a main character or a secondary character had the same female and male voice. It was very weird. Like, you're like, say the characters are watching TV, you just listening to what's happening on TV, or they have a tour guide, or a lunch lady, or random female classmate doing something in the background. Same voice, which is like this old lady, Japanese lady voice. It was kind of weird, and every time that happened, I just started laughing. Now, some of the scenes that really just resonated to me, the ghost mom. Now, spoiler after this, spoiler link. Okay, now I'm going to talk now. It was the episode before the last, or maybe it was the episode second to the last one. Anyway, Kanata was having a conversation with her dad, who is a major otaku, by the way. That's how she became an otaku. Her mom died, and her dad raised her, and he's a kind of a lowly pedo, taku, creepy, whatchamacallit guy. Somehow it just came up. And, you know, they're having this nice conversation. Very sweet. And then her mom shows up. She's a ghost, just to check in on them. And, you know, her dad tells basically Kanata how they met and why would someone like that, her pretty mom, who looks just like her, by the way, and although she was probably in her 30s or late 20s, she looked like she was 10, you know, and it was just a beautiful scene. Even the part when she got into their camera and, well, picture, I should say, took the picture, and they were like, oh my god, what's that shadow? Let's delete it! No, we gotta burn the camera! She's like, don't burn it! Don't delete it! It was a really nice scene. And I actually, although I hated that this, don't like this series that much, I always went back to watch that scene. I probably watched it 5 times when I was just looking at this anime, rewinding it. Then there's the animate guys. Inspired from the Anime Tencho commercial, obviously. If you don't know, just go to YouTube, type in Anime Tencho. Different animation, super, I guess you could say, I don't know, manly managerial skills used in an anime shop. All of those scenes are hilarious, because they're all waiting for Legendary Girl A, aka Kanata, to buy something, and they try their hardest, and they always fail. Most of the otaku scenes, but not all of them, because some of them were just pretty lame, I loved. The maid cafe scene, you know, when they go to, actually it's a cosplay cafe, I should say, and they do the Haruhi dance and super Haruhi reference time, because Kyoto Animation did Haruhi. The comic hit episode, and the doujin creator protection. She fell. She swerved to save her wrist from getting hurt so she could still draw. Wow. All the DVDs of this should be out. I think there's 6 DVDs. And Bandai licensed it. So this is easy to buy at your Best Buy. It's one of easy to find even after the whole anime purge of Best Buy. It should still be there because it's popular. Based on the 4-Koma Gag manga, I consider this an otaku show. Not because it was geared for otaku, basically scientifically made in a lab of some sort, taking like 1 part moe and 4, 5, 10 parts girls and 2 parts seifuku and all this stuff. Oh, and add in a super bright color palette. Mostly I consider it an otaku show because Kanata, she takes up most of the show, to tell the truth. She's practically the star as much screen time she has. And all the overkill of references. In fact, I'm adding this to my Otaku TV panel because of the main character that is Kanata. You want to know what I did like about Lucky Star that I really liked? That I didn't just rag on? Lucky Channel! In fact, I followed the saga of Lucky Channel separate from the show. Like, one day I was just like, man, I want to watch some Lucky Channel. And I just watched all the Lucky Channels in a row. It's basically a show within a show. Lucky Channel, starring Akira, and Minoru, who is actually a voice actor, a regular character on the show. Maybe not main character or secondary character, but he's a noticeable background character. He gets lines as well. And they're supposed to be hosting this, oh, we're like inside baseball of Lucky Star. Except Akira is a trying to be this, she's this cute voice actress who's trying to be all cute all the time, but she's not. She's really snarky and bitchy, and she smokes, and she talks like an old lady, and drinks, And Minoru is always getting the brunt of her actions, and violence, and bad, rude comments. It's hilarious. Just watch the saga of Lucky Channel, because later on, spoiler alert, it's funny when Minoru just snaps and goes crazy and destroys the set. And later, what it seems like Anna Hirano as a Yakuza. Well, not Yakuza, I should say. A Yankee girl. Yeah. I follow that more than the whole girls talking anime. I don't know. Some people say this is slice of life, but I don't know of any life where everyone looks like they're 8 and have day-glow hair. Oh, well. I guess it's a slice of life if you live in Japan where everyone does look like they're 8 and have day-glow hair. Oh, that's not true. Please do not go to Japan and think what I just said is true. But, yeah. Most of the time, I was just very bored. There was always at least one little moment in each episode that was like, heh, or ha 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 ha, but those ha 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 moments were very far and few between. And thus, I did not really like this anime. I just don't even really want to recommend it. But I guess those who like the moes, like the Azumanga Daios, like the girls talking, go for it. Now, time for something different.
My nephew, like the Power Rangers, and I did this on his birthday where he had all his friends around. They were like, Green Ranger. I said, let me show you the real Sentai. I'm going to show you the episode where Green Ranger actually died. And they were sitting there looking. A couple kids start crying like, no, Green Ranger can't be daddy. And the parents were like, what are you showing our kids?
The Anime World Order podcast.
Not suitable for children because the truth hurts.
Visit us online at www.animeworldorder.com.
Now it's time for the AMV and the webcomic of the week. This webcomic right here, it's been around for a little while. It's only on its 11th page and it updates every Wednesday. Reason? The art is amazing. Although it's more like a gag a day type of thing. It's called Girls Don't Play Games, and I love the main character so much. I love the character designs, and the art is sometimes all over the place. Like, number 11, you have this amazing panel of just splatters, and like when she does color, it's like also a textured color, like marker, and then the rest is all computer. Anyway, just look at some of these. Really hilarious, really cute. I love her number 10 with I forgot what game that was. God damn it. Oh, I suck. When it came to video games, lately I haven't been playing much. I have started Dragon Quest V, or is it 4 on the DS? It's been a few weeks since I've restarted it. But yeah. Besides that, not much here. Really, I've been way into the indie comics right now and American cartoons, like stuff I watched in my childhood. And, you know, actually reading books. Yes. Read a book. Read a book. Read a motherfucking book. Now, for the AMV. Have you ever watched an AMV that got you so pumped up to watch the series that the AMV used? That series is Hajime no Ippo, and the song is pretty awesome. In fact, this AMV convinced me to watch this show. And I usually don't watch sports anime. I haven't watched a sports anime for like a few years now. Last time I watched one was when my friend bought me Princess Nine as a Christmas gift, and I watched the DVDs I had of that. So I think I'm going to have to get this. I think it's already licensed, so either I could Netflix it or actually buy it when I go to Anime Boston. Oh shit, I didn't even announce that. I'm going to Anime Boston. It's official. No bullshitting. If something happens, I will be pissed off. If something happens that I'm not able to go, I'll be really pissed off. I'm going to Anime Boston. I can't wait. This is my first time at a con that was not in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. Really, this is a good area to live in if you like to go to cons, because there's so much within just those three places alone. Maryland, you got Otakon, so you have your huge convention there. You got KatsuCon, which is fluctuates between D.C., Virginia, and Maryland all the time. This time it's going to be in Maryland at National Harbor next year. You got Anime USA. I'm not even sure if T-Mode exists right now, but some of the colleges have anime cons, like TigerCon, and my old community college has a one-day convention. And if for non-anime convention stuff that's related to Japan or anime, we have the Sakura Matsuri, which I think most cities already have. We have ours because, you know, the history when we got the cherry blossoms all across the basin. And, yeah, actually, I did go to the Anime Marathon as well, and the Sakura Matsuri this year. Two great events. Let's talk about that for a little bit. So, the Anime Marathon, the showings they had were kind of I want to see Animal Treasure Island, but I woke up too late, as I always do every year. It's always this cute, old-school children's film I always want to see, and I always miss it. Then they had Ava 1.0, You Are Not Alone, which I thought was, one, too early in the day to show because they were still kids there. And, well, it was very awesome. I shouldn't say awesome because I'm a bitch for saying this, but I had an inner chuckle when I've seen some kids kind of got freaked out and the parents had to take them out, because really they shouldn't have showed Ava that early. Ava should have been the last thing they showed. After that it was Vexia, which I wasn't interested in seeing at all. And then Girl Who Leapt Through Time was the end of the show, like end of the marathon. Ava should have been last, Girl Who Leapt Through Time second to last, Vexia, I wasn't even interested in saying that, and I don't know much about it, so I'm not sure if that should be the second film or not. And of course, start out with the kid-friendly 11 a.m. film. Otherwise, it was a really good marathon, good event this year. The little interludes the DC Anime Club had. Yeah, there's this anime club that's in the area. Kind of lame, but it's always cosplay-related. And it needs to mix it up, I say. Anyway, It was really good, and I got one of my friends who only likes the boob hardcore violence aspect of anime. I got him to watch Girl Who Left Through Time. You want to know how I got him to watch it? I said the main character was naked in a few frames. And, well, technically she was, because she was taking a bath and they didn't really show anything. But that was enough to convince him to stay and watch. And he actually cried and enjoyed it, but he was mad at me because there were no boobs or super violence. Unless you count her getting smacked by a flying guy. Yeah. Great movie. I reviewed it on Super Happy Anime Fun Time. But that episode was kind of horrible because even no matter how we tried, it just sounded awful. Well, my part sounded awful. No matter how we tried, no matter what we did, I'm an awful girl. And of course, Sakura Matsuri was awesome. I hung out with the Nova Lolitas, the Northern Virginia Lolita group. Yeah, you know, Gothic Lolita, that is. Not that Lolita. Yeah, I like the fashion. I have, like, two skirts, one other outfit, and a dress on the way that I hope get here before Anime Boston, because it's a nice little summer dress. And it's all in the black spectrum, because I already have enough black and punk clothes to even go with that. So, you know. And of course, I spent the rest of the day with my crew and my lover. Really good marathon. They have, like, a whole section devoted to the pop culture aspect. Like, they call it J-pop land, and they have little performances and video games and t-shirts and some anime and some con stuff, con-related activities. They have the cultural section, which I always go to every year, although I might have to drag other people to it to come with me. Also some fighting demonstrations, some, you know, actually, and there, of course, food section, although I don't think there's nothing Japanese about McDonald's or McCafe, as they called it, or hamburgers and hot dogs. But they actually had some good food. I had, let's see, what did I taste this year? Because I always taste something different. Eel on stick. Eel on stick. I love eel. I also had some unagi don, which is more eel on rice. And I don't know, lots of different ramenes, because they were actually cheaper than what you get at cons. That's the only event I really get ramen. Anyway, let's continue this episode, okay?
If you're not listening to Anime Pacific, here's a sampling of what you're missing out on.
And I'd already lived in North China for quite a while, so I'd had my fair share of bad toilet. And I ran into this thing. I said, oh, okay, quick, over there.
Did you fall into the ditch?
The booth that I went into had a guy crouching. Couldn't see this guy because
you slammed into him.
I slammed into him. He fell into this ditch, and the guy's like, ah! And I'm like holding him with both my arms. This guy's got his pants around his ankle. And he's got this hat next to him, and the hat was rolling towards the ditch, and the one English word he said was, hat, and I had to use my other hand to grab the hat.
If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, including anime news, reviews, and tales from Asia,
go to www.animepacific.blogspot.com or subscribe to us through iTunes.
Anime Pacific, yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Okay, like I said, I am reviewing Just a Girl, Book 1, story and art by Tomoko Taniguchi. Now, if you never heard of this, or if you have, it's one of those CPM manga. You know that company that, I don't know what they're doing. They didn't officially announce that, oh, we are gone forever. No. Although it does seem that way. Say something. Anyway, I'm going to tell you this right now. You want to know how I found this? Dollar Bin Anime Con. You'll probably be able to find this online in the deep recesses of someone's merchandise and on their web store. Otherwise, I'm not sure how you're going to read this unless there's a scanlation somewhere. How am I going to get book 2? Yeah, I actually think I like this enough to get book 2 because it's been a while since I just read straight up girliness. Mostly recently because I've been into indie comics and more action things and, well, manhwa, I guess you could call ewa, the color water and the thing from first second that I'm going to do next episode. a bit girly, although it's more like historical girly. I don't know. God damn it. Okay. Anyway, here's the synopsis. Just a girl revolves around this girl, of course. Of course, a girl. Erica, she is a cutie. She talks to stuffed animals. She has a lot of them. She dresses feminine. She's kind of scared to be on her own. She's found independence because she lives in a boarding school now. And of course, the first person she runs into is going to be her future best friend. Her name is Rena. She's aloof. She's hated by most girls. She's very beautiful and looks older and more mature. Of course, this is the complete opposite of the main character. We know where this is going. Odd couple. There are two girls. It's like the Nana situation. Yay, yay. Enter theme song right here. Well, whatever. Anyway, they're both classmates. Rena stayed back. And Erica is cutesy, new to this. Acts like a little child most of the time, but not in an annoying way, like, say, Miyaka from Fushigi Yugi, or Miyaka from Fushigi Yugi. I guess you could say Usagi of Sailor Moon. You know, teenagers acting like they're five. But at least they actually look like teenagers, unlike Lucky Star. Anyway, they're neighbors in the dorm. And Erica, having a little bit of hard time, someone stole her Santaru, which is this cute doggy stuffed animal. I actually had something that looked just like it, but I gave it away, and now I kind of regret it, because it's not like I need stuffed animals anymore, except for my anime plushies. Anyway, Rena kind of helps her out by finding it for her. And of course, to be all, you know, Erica is like, oh, you are a nice girl. You're not so mean. Oh, so that's why you were, you know, just kind of jealous that I'm so young and happy and cutesy. And then Rita's like, yeah, I'm, you know, it's just that you're so daggone cutesy and I'm just so hated and mature and stuff. I'll give you this squirrel and it will cement our friendship. Also, other characters is Minoru, or Minoru-ji, you know, like Oji-san, mostly the older brother figure to Erica, a childhood friend, also older than her, and cute guy. The first story that revolves in this is Erica being a little bit jealous that Minoru-ji does like Rena, but eventually that gets solved, and just them getting to know each other, which is all throughout. And basically other characters that show up, like a strange foreigner, and the strange foreigner's friend who is even stranger, and they're all on the kind of rock side. Anyway, there's little subtle misunderstandings. We get into why Rena's kind of aloof and doesn't like other girls that much, or even has other girlfriends besides Erica. And basically, it's just starting the story of Erica growing up, I guess. You know, her actually growing into her adolescence, a role she's been in for a few years already. Except she still loves stuffed animals and talk to them. I actually have a friend who has a lot of stuffed animals and carry around a little cat one. I actually bought her a little cat one, I think. She is so cute. And then I'm the Rena, though. With my long, curly, purple hair and, you're such a kid, da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, this is totally in Tomoko Taniguchi style. Very 90s, I should say. I'm sure you'll look at this and be like, oh my god, this is old. Well, I don't know. I never really hear people complain about this manga looks old. Like, they say, this anime looks old, I'm not gonna watch it. I never hear that about manga. Maybe it's because manga just has such so varied styles that it doesn't really matter what year it came from when it comes to manga. But people have problems with what year anime comes from. Maybe I should ask others about this. Anyway, the character designs, the panel layouts, the choices of tones, it is very 90s. Also, I do like the cute little four coma at the end of it. that's storing all the stuffed animals talking. And it also has another little mini story called Ask My Dream, about these two girls who are friends, but one of them can dream the future. Yes, it's like maybe 15 pages tops. And of course, a letter, special thanks to all the readers, that was written on October 26, 1991. Really, CPM picked up a lot of this artist stuff. Call Me Princess, Popcorn Romance, Aquarium. I don't think they got Miss Me. Because I'm looking at a list of some of her stuff, and plus there's a list of some of her stuff in the back. But yeah, this is a nice little coming-of-age story. It's just kind of refreshing to read after reading such, well, more serious things. And plus, you know, sometimes I want to be all cutesy too and hug my little stuffed animals. I still kind of keep one from childhood that I refuse to throw away. Reminds me of a simpler time. It's a tiger named Tigo. He was like my Hobbs, and I was its Calvin. Oh man, I'm such a goofy. Well, anyway, just a girl. If you find it, if you like shoujo, and really. I mean, today's shoujo, I would say it's more mature than this shoujo. Seriously, it's like comparing Gokinjo Monogatari to Paradise Kiss, its descendant, because they're both the same universe, it's just that one's a sequel. Paradise Kiss is more mature than Gokinjo Monogatari, by far. And this is way more, basically, watered down and simple than the shoujo mostly made today, I say, anyway. In my opinion, because most of the shoujo I just read that's going on now, more mature in its themes. Maybe everyone's growing up too fast. I'm starting to feel old. I scold my little cousins who are wearing two short things. They're just teenagers, but I'm only 23, goddammit. Arg! Anyway, give it a try if you like this genre. Give it a try if you like, basically it looks like a time machine in there. The clothes they wear, the layouts, the design. But I kind of like the 90s design of shoujo. That's why I love going back and reading Marmalade Boy and a bunch of untranslated 90s shoujo I got at an anime con for like maybe $3 each. And some I actually found at Goodwill that were just there, untranslated and very cheap. I don't know what they are because I cannot read. Alright, I think this is the end of this episode. How am I going to end this? Oh well. Take it away, Kanata.